You're listening to A Midlife Less Ordinary, the weekly podcast giving you the lowdown on becoming a cool older dude. The good times are not a faded memory. It's time to start living them again. And here are your hosts, Wayne and Trev.
Yeah, hello everyone and welcome to this episode of A Midlife Less Ordinary. My name's Wayne and Trev the Dude Deal is here to say hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
Is that
that's
it?
What you wanted me to say?
I did just say hello.
You did say that?
Literally.
I'm only taking your directions.
Well, that's going to be twice as long for this episode then, isn't it? Sorry, people. But how are you doing? You all right?
Yeah. It's been, you know, another week.
Yeah, another week, another episode, you know, 33 in the grand scheme. I say that every week, the grand scheme of things.
Grand scheme. You're like a grand scheme.
I am in a grand old age.
What would you call a grand scheme?
Nothing really. Schemes. Yeah. I don't think.
Overused, isn't it? That really?
Yeah.
Like the grand scheme of things.
Too many cliches in the British language, I think.
I'll go along with that.
We're talking cliches. Not something I've totally, you know, probably procrastinated over. I've got that word right because usually I get a word wrong.
You will, I'll say unadulterated again.
Oh, don't start that one again.
I know what you mean. The thing is, it's like everything seems sort of more dramaed, doesn't it?
Yes. Yeah.
In the scheme of things, as though it's like a big thing. It's not really. It's just what's happened, really, isn't it? Is that right?
It's like you're trying to make the biggest point ever. But in the grand scheme of things, this is a way. It's not a great cliche.
Do you think that's why soap operas are so popular? Because people like drama?
No, I think that's escapism.
People are nosy.
I think it's coziness. It's hard to explain because you don't watch them kind of things. But I've been taken with them, not because I want to know what Emily Bishop's bashing this week or anything like that. but I kind of see it because you get kind of lost in it. But the thing is, it becomes addictive, and then you've got to catch the next one. But I can actually go 6 months, and it's only Coronation Street I'd ever get into, not the other one. But you know, I can go. You go 6 months without it, I can turn it on again, and you just pick it up from where you left off. It's terrible.
Yeah, my mum had like a weird tradition, because she was the only one she could do was Coronation Street.
Yeah,
and it was like this weird thing where she got like a mug of tea, a pack of cheddars out.
Nice,
you know. See, it was. I haven't had cheddar for ages. Like, I haven't, to be honest. The only cheddars I've had in the last couple of years are the small ones. No one eats the big cheddars
mini
anymore,
cheddars.
Do they?
I'm a big fan of cheddar all round. You know, the cheddar, the place, cheddar cheese, cheddar mini cheddars. I just love it. You know, that is my life, is cheddar. I mean, even the way I speak is cheese. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I knew that was coming. I had you with that.
All right, what you mean? Well, just cheese in general.
I don't. Here we go. Chocolate, then it's bloomin' biscuits, and now it's chocolate. Cheddar. We'll do cheese. That'll be my choice.
We'll do cheese later on.
We'll do cheese another time. Yeah.
What, that on the next episode, or do you want to do it?
No, we'll do it on another episode, if you don't mind, because I wasn't prepared for that. I'm the one who gets prepared. You're the one who drops your comments in cold.
My vocal.
Because you can do that kind of thing. What I did want to extol the virtues of is e-bikes. Now, I've told you a little bit, but yes, I know. It's a bit random.
You're not, isn't you?
I have,
But I know. You've got one, haven't you?
Yes. And I'll just quickly extol the virtues of it. Being a man of a certain age, a midlife, funny enough, that's why the podcast is called that. You know, I struggle with cycling. You know, when you've got a family and they want to go out cycling, you kind of try and keep up and you can't.
Are you like a Havens advert?
Go on. Are you saying that you're imagining like us all cycling with picnic baskets?
You know when you get the dad at the front with his legs out, freewheeling, looking like he's really being dangerous for his age. Do you do that?
Yeah, no. You look like more like ET, like on the front of a chopper. No, that sounds wrong.
ET on top of Elliot's chopper.
It's not good. This part of the show wasn't turning out the way I intended, but then that's a midlife less ordinary for you. But
that's it.
But yeah, just want to quickly, I struggle with it basically. There's a 10-year-old in our household. You get on a bike, they just go like a Duracell, but you know, and I struggle up hills and things. I'm not particularly fit. I'm a bit large, man. I struggle.
No, what do you mean? Hold on. What do you mean a bit?
Well, you don't know. You don't come cycling with me. So don't try and lay that
one. I've never cycled with you, have I?
You've never cycled with me. I just buy your cycles. That's all that happens.
Yeah, exactly.
But,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
But that is what happened. We went to Centre Parks this year because obviously we all holidaying at home, staycations, yeah, as they call them. We went to Centre Parks.
Is that what it's called?
Staycations. Staycations. Yeah, that was a different one at the Cliff Pub.
Stay-gay nation.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, that was a good one, but I'm not talking about that. It's... Hey, I went to Havens. I went to Centre Parks. That's you. This isn't working out. But yeah, we went there and I hired a normal bike because we didn't want to take a bike, too much hassle. So I got a normal bike and we was riding up hills. After about 10 minutes of this, I was like, nah.
Breathing.
Yeah, it's like that. And we've talked about bikes on the show with Carl, a friend of the show, you know, and very interesting.
What you needed to do?
Yes.
If you did leg day, you'd be all right.
Yeah, I knew. Yeah, that was the next one coming. It's nothing to do with that. It's just the puff, not the smoking. It. I mean, like inside me. Oh, yeah. Here we go. But
the magic dragon.
Yeah, the magic dragon. But it's basically what I said. Oh, I can't do this. I'm sorry. I'm going to stay back in the cabin and watch Coronation Street while you go out cycling. But they had an e-bike, and I said, I'll just have a go. I didn't even know. Do you know anything about them, Trev? What do you say? Said e-bike.
Nothing.
What do you think?
I've never actually seen one. I don't think, unless someone was passed me in the street.
He'd probably have. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
well, I thought it was kind of like a motorbike that's quiet, but you know, I've got a motorbike. It's not like that. Anyway, I got an e-bike, and I give him the extra money, and I said, oh, well, there you go. But basically, you make a bit of effort, and it helps you. So it's a bit like an introduction into being disabled.
So what was it? I know you've explained yourself there because you said you had a go of a normal bike, found it hard.
Yes.
And then thought, because I was wondering how you thought it would be a good idea to get one. But you experienced the pain.
No, this is the experience, that I had to make me. But what happened was
the pain I hired of being. One.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden... Yeah. I had this e-bike, and basically you have to work. It's not like a throttle that you pull back. You basically pedal it, and up to 15 miles an hour, it'll assist you, and you've got four different levels of assist. When I first got it, I was like Mary Poppins. It was ridiculous. I had it in the top mode, and it was like floating, and it was ridiculous because I'm not doing hardly anything. But you are pedaling, but it's like being in gear one all the time, but you're actually going somewhere.
Yeah.
But once you get used to like how much you need just to get up that hill or something, you do exercise. But
you can
have like economy, blah, 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 and gets higher and higher.
You switch it to heart? Through a journey.
Yeah, yeah. You got a little button on the thing, a digital display, and you just go economy, then it's like hill climbing or whatever, or mountain biking, whatever, riding, touring.
Yeah.
But I, to be honest, I only use the bottom
lazy
one.
Bastard.
Yeah, lazy bastard. But I have it on economy, just the basic one. So you're still working.
Yeah.
It's just enough. When you're going up a hill, it just assists you, pushes you. It feels like a ghost gently pushing behind you to get you up that hill. All of a sudden, it's changed my life because I could keep up with them all. And when you're going up, be able to turn it onto the second one up, and you know, like, you know, and
did you feel like the Bionic Man?
He's like that, honestly. They're brilliant. When I got back, I was like, so excited. I was like, straight away, within half an hour, I'd bought one. But the thing is, they've gone up a lot of things this year, they've gone up in value a lot. And I bought a second hand one, and it was still 1,300 quid. Yeah. And I got knocked him down. And it was because they're so, but it's worth every penny. And I've now got roof bars on my car. We go cycling everywhere. I absolutely love it. It's changed my life. So if anyone, you know, struggles.
Are they popular?
They are, they're really taking off. Right. And I can see why. Yeah. You know, it changes. I can see that being the future of how the country's going to go.
Our generation.
Maybe not so much.
Do you get a lot of young people?
No, I should think people still more into the traditional. But I think a lot of, the middle-aged and upwards people, it was just because of that extra bit of assistance you need. What are you trying to say? You're going somewhere with this, I can tell.
Aren't they like the cyclers' chairlifts?
No, because look, at the end of the day, it's getting me outside, sniffing in the leaded fumes or whatever it is on the road.
Yeah,
I'm doing trails. I don't like riding on the road, but you know, it's changed the way I think about it. I absolutely, cycling is like being a kid again. That's what it feels like to me.
Yeah.
And all jokes to one side, it is a real good way to get around. Yeah. And you can do sort of, I've done 25 miles, which, you know, isn't a lot.
That's
I know
good.
A lot of people that cycle a lot more than that.
No, but without, it's good.
But for me, that's amazing. Yeah. And, you know, you stop at the pub. You know, it's all
can
good.
They look a bit gnarly, or do they look?
Yes, my one's nice. It's a good bike. It's a German brand. It's a proper trail mountain bike. It looks good. It's got I've got the Suntour suspension on the seat, and it's great. You know, for my big fat ass, it's great. Yeah.
What is it called? The Wobbler.
Yeah, it should be the Wib. But that's sorry. I just wanted people to know that. Look, you know, the cycling was something that we couldn't do as a family.
Are you trying to get a free one?
I don't know which I should have really thought. Cube hybrid. I like the Cube hybrid one. That's a very decent bike, Cube. Well done, you.
Cube make quite good bikes, don't they?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, very good bikes, Cube.
To be honest, I weren't aware of them when I was into Manny, but they must be fairly new.
Yeah, they are. There's a few brands that popped up that didn't exist before, but they are the future. And I think with all these super highway bike paths being built, I think that they've got their place. And I just, you know, just saying, if, you know, you've given up with the cycle, but even you don't need it for the fitness side of it. I'm not saying you can run, but you know, it's and dance we've seen, but it's.
I'm just thinking about my many talents.
Yeah, exactly.
Dancing, running.
So you don't need.
Normally, I have to run after I dance because I've not, you know, dance with someone else's missus or something. So
ooh,
then I have to run
with somebody. But you know, it's great. You know, these things are changing. This is where technology comes in and can change your life again and get you out and about saying you never thought you'd enjoy again. So that's a serious quote from me about, you know, the value of e-bikes. And
I'm quite proud of you coming out with that.
Yeah,
quite
I bet proud. You are. Yeah, thanks, Dad. So I think now, Trev, I think it's time for that part of the week when we do the roundup of the week, and it's the AMLO weekly wipe. So Trev, before we start this week, I just want to put the jokes to one side for a second because something quite serious has happened this week. You're aware of it, I'm sure, but there's been a tragedy. That one of our listeners lives in a village in Derbyshire.
Yeah, Dawn listens. Yeah, she lives in Killer Marsh. Is it Killer Marsh?
In Derbyshire, yes.
Yeah, Derbyshire.
We're not sure of the facts yet, but there's been four people basically passed on. And we're not sure of all the facts at the moment, but basically murdered. Mm. And it involves three children and a mother, isn't it? And we'd just like to reach out and say we're... our full condolences
to with them.
With the families.
It is terrible. That's just tragic.
These kind of events transcend, you know, everything out there, and it just, you know, our thoughts are the families.
Especially when you know someone that lives in the town, in the village.
Yeah.
Friends from us, has been friends with us since school.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, yeah, exactly. That's awful.
Our thoughts are with you all, and, you know, God rest your souls. So, Trev, I know that you don't really read the news as a rule.
No,
the first thing I noticed this week on the news was after probably 15 years of some kind of review, they've decided that Russia might have, well, Russia is responsible for the killing of Alexander Litvinenko, because the man that was. Yeah, because he didn't win. They just poisoned him.
That's a Colombian thing, isn't it?
You thought I was going to mention Nika Bulakov, didn't you?
Thought he was going to come up. I'd have a word with Eugene about that, see if he knew.
No, sorry, the former Russian spy who became a British citizen was fatally poisoned with radioactive polonium 210 in London in 2006. And
they've pot noodle. Injects his pot noodle with it.
Why has it taken them that long? To say that they think that they're basically saying Russia was responsible when everyone else knew that day, basically. He was a KGB agent and then transferred to the, not transferred, it sounds like on Sky Sports Soccer.
Was he wearing a yellow tie? They come across on the ticker.
Like, Jeff Stelling was like, oh, we got big news. Litvinenko signed for the MI6.
Just got a text from an agent here.
But, you know, they've just decided that. So it's taken 15 years and millions of pounds to come up with that. And I could have told them the next day.
Yeah. The reason that they've done that now, you know, when you do something wrong when you're a kid.
Yes.
And you hush it up. Oh, I didn't do it. And then when it all dies down and really doesn't matter anymore, you go, do you remember that vase, Mum? I broke that.
Yeah.
Same thing. Yeah. That's what it is.
Exactly.
They're like, oh, no one cares about him anymore. All his family have passed away as well, probably. So we're like, oh, yeah, we did that. Oh, that's all right then. Yeah, no big deal anymore.
Well, it's now an inquiry about the 2018, was it, in Salisbury, when the other person got poisoned, who was another agent, ex-KGB. Yeah. You know, it's was it Russia? Surprise.
People, it's quite freaky to think these people are actually mingling with us.
Yeah,
Litvinenko,
apparently, he had tea with two Russian agents in, like, the Savoy or something. That's just made up, that bit. I'm paraphrasing.
His form's really gone downhill for West Ham, hasn't it?
But they poisoned the tea.
I play a lot, does he?
Yeah, exactly.
Poisoned the tea.
Yeah, I know.
That's not real Gene Hackman sort of style,
I'm not being funny. The Russians don't even try and hide the fact that it's them, the KGB, that are poisoning
people.
They don't care. That they deny it politically. But if they wanted to kill, they could do it another way. They could do it secretly, but they don't.
I don't really understand why they have, like, a cabinet or a press office. Because it must be the easiest job in the world.
Exactly.
Because they get blamed for something and then they're all like, deny it. Okay, yeah. We'll deny it. No one has a conversation. What do you reckon then, Eugene? What do you reckon, Ivan? I'll just deny it. Yeah, and again,
it's a bit like interviewing football players, isn't it? They just had the same old muted responses. Yeah. Anything to do with politics, you never get any real truth. Yeah. It's just a load of old cobblers.
Yeah. I mean, footballers say, we know they put the sponsorship board up behind them.
Yes.
So you got no fans sticking their fingers up and giving it the one finger salute, which used to be great, didn't it? Do you remember them days of transfer deadline day when they'd go live to the ground? And all the Norwich one was great because these two blokes set it up. You know I'm going to say that, didn't you?
Yes.
These two blokes set it up at Carrow Road and one of them grabbed hold of the gates and bent over and the other one looked like he was bumming him live on TV. It was just, you just think, that's glorious. I sat there and I was like, that's glorious. And this poor woman was trying to like talk about transfers and this bloke was just like getting slammed up the backside. It was amazing. Anyway, that's my humour.
No, that's but actually, you brought up football. I just wanted to say quickly, because I wanted to bring him up again, Ronaldo's doing okay again, isn't he? Yeah, he's doing all right, and he's scored four now.
Football's a sore subject for me this week, because I knew my shower would get done by Chelsea. I really did, and like they did. I hate that, but they prove you right, you know? I can never surprise
you. Wanted to be surprised, I know what you mean.
Yeah, you want to, didn't you? Yeah. You kind of check it, and you think, oh, it might be different this time, and it's just the same formula, thumped. You're like, great.
It's only up from there, Trev. But what I wanted to ask you, and it's in the news this week, is VAR. Did you see? I don't know if you saw Man United against West Ham. Ronaldo, who has probably been guilty of chucking himself over a few times. Mm-hmm. No, he's just very fast. But he got hacked down twice, which probably could be construed as a penalty, and they didn't even they just waved it on. And I'm just asking you, basically,
reputation.
Yeah, but if they got VAR, that's what VAR is supposed to do. Forget the reputation; it's meant to sort of basically. And if he is chucking himself to the ground, then book him or something. But basically, they said it's not a foul. And not being funny, one of them, the bloke, sort of chucked both legs in front of him. You know, Bazama or whatever his name is, isn't it?
The VAR thing. I was all for it. And now I'm not, because it slows down football. These contentious decisions, they're terrible when they go against your team. Yeah. You think, oh, really? But they give us something to talk about.
Yes. Yeah.
In the pub after football and stuff. You know, the injustice of it, as much as it hurts when it happens to your team, the injustice of it is all part of football to me.
Yes.
Because they do go for you as well. And you feel great when they go for you and bad when they don't. So that's all part of supporting a football team. The only thing I do agree with is goal line technology.
Yeah, that is good. It's been the amount that picks up. I mean, that's goal line tech. It's slightly different. And we've had it for a while, haven't we? But it has really changed. Yeah,
the worst one for me when I was a kid. Yeah, it might have been like sort of 78, 79. If anybody listens to us that's a Crystal Palace fan can tell us. But I remember a guy called Vince Hilaire, real talent. Anyway, Yeah, he was great, and he was one of them players that you think should play for England and then never did. You know. Anyway, he hit this free kick from about 40 yards out, and it smashed into the back of the net. And you remember the old goals used to have stanchions, which yes. was like a little triangle bit yeah. with a net. It hit the back of the stanchion and come back out so fast. And I think it was Clive Thomas. Remember Clive Thomas, yes. the referee, who I think blew up when I think Argentina or Brazil scored in the last minute as the ball from. Anyway, that's another story. Anyway, it hit this stanchion so hard, it ricocheted out. And they didn't give the goal. And they said, like, it hit the bar. And it didn't. You can see it just flew in the net yeah. and bounced back out because it hit the stanchion so hard. And that is, like, one of the biggest... And I remember that injustice, as a kid. And yeah. that... Don't get that now, which is good.
No. Yeah, it's know? Right. There's some... Technology is it's two sides of the coin, isn't there? But, yeah. You know, it's winners and losers. It's a bit like bullseye. But, you yeah. know, it is what it
That's
is.
That's a talking point of football.
It is. Isn't it? It's what we all talk about in the pub if we ever yeah. went. But
to be honest, what would they remember the 1966 World Cup final for, apart from England winning, if that ball was over the line?
Yeah, exactly.
If you had goal line technology, you wouldn't be talking about it, would you? Because it happened. But now, you can always argue about it.
True.
Because you don't know.
No, this
know?
Is it.
So, you know, yeah. Yeah,
last thing I just wanted to mention quickly, Trev, yeah. is that US have relaxed the travel restrictions to British people yeah. and Europe. Basically, if you've had the Oxford AstraZeneca jab, it's like having top yeah. Trumps now. You can now travel around the world because really? The World Health Organization have basically given you clearance. So you can go.
No. So does that mean we can go to Christopher Shane's Country and Western Festival?
Well, this is it. Yes, it does mean that. Have you had AstraZeneca? Because it is like top Trumps now. It's like, I've had AstraZeneca and it trumps your Pfizer.
Oh, really?
And then that trumps Moderna, you know?
See, I don't... You know this. I don't even know. I've got it in my phone here.
You don't know what you've got flying around your veins?
No.
I do. Cold, hard...
yeah, apart from that, yeah. I'm surprised they could actually get the injection in.
Yeah,
because
exactly
my, so it's so blood, cold, my blood cold is so black. And, yeah, my blood is so black from my black heart pumping it round my evil body that I was like, yeah, I don't know what, but I have to check the card. Do you carry the card around?
Well, the thing is, now I'm supposed to be. Well, I was meant to go to Las Vegas this year for my 50th.
AstraZeneca.
You've had AstraZeneca, yeah, AstraZeneca, so you're good to yeah, go. So you might yeah, be coming to Las Vegas with me now because there's in our household, I've had the jab, so I can go to my, because it's now been postponed until next year. So I can go, but the other person in my house that's meant to go cannot go because they've not had their jab. That's great.
It sounds like it's going to be the hangover.
Exactly. Yeah. The hangover part four. Here we go.
Can I have, tell you what, if we're going to do that.
Like Tyson's lion, tiger. Yeah.
Of course. No, I want my own monkey.
You can spank that all night, mate. You can have that.
My own monkey. I've always wanted one of the little monkeys with a fez on.
Yes, yes.
So we could get drunk together. That bit in The Simpsons I love. Well, when like
so basically Homer's you're going to go with me, now all you want is a monkey with a fez and that makes you happy. You're basically saying a monkey with a fez is equivalent to me. Great.
It's like the one out of Aladdin. I want the little monkey out of Aladdin.
Yeah, I see where that's
what I want. Or the one out, I tell you, no, cancel that. I don't want the one out of Aladdin.
Yes.
I want the one out of Indiana Jones, but he died, didn't he?
I know which one. Yes, he did. Yeah. Well, at least then I can come back into it then after that.
Bad day, didn't he?
Yeah, bad day. Exactly. Yeah. We can work that for you.
It salutes, doesn't it, in that one?
Yes.
It gives the Hitler salute.
It does.
That's freaky, isn't it?
Yeah,
you got a little monkey doing that. You're like, oh, no. Don't fuck with that Nazi monkey.
No, you wouldn't, would you? No, you wouldn't.
No, yes.
We can arrange that for you. But yeah, I think that's the, basically our take on the news this week, Trev. And I think with time moving on, I think we should do our recommendations for the TV this week with our AMLO Stream of the Week. So, Trev, this is just like recommending anything that's on the streamy stations and people can maybe watch or recommend what they shouldn't be watching, basically. But again, I've gone a bit old school. I've looked on Netflix this week because that's the only one I paid the subscription on. And
that's so sad.
I know. And
I spent all that money on an e-bike.
Exactly. You know, when you have e-bikes, you can't afford all these streaming services, not all in one go. I do one a month. I sign up for Netflix, then it's Disney the next month, then it's Prime, and then I come back round again. So, you know, I always miss certain seasons.
People that are always like changing their phone tariff to save 2p.
Oh, yeah, like you do. You know, do. But then you look after the pennies and the pounds will look after themselves, as they used to say. But yeah, my first recommendation this week, Trev, is an old school one. It's Man on Fire with Denzel, one of my favourite actors.
Good film, that. Tony Scott movie.
An alcohol. Yes, he's Tony Scott again. Yeah, of course. Yeah. I'm a big fan of Tony Scott. Yeah. And he plays an ex CIA officer, a bit of an alcoholic. Mm-hmm. I can kind of associate myself with that, although I'm not an alcoholic or a CIA officer.
He's playing an alcoholic, isn't he, Denzel?
He's very good at it. That might tell you something about him. And but he gives close protection to a client's daughter, doesn't he? And she gets kidnapped, and basically he goes on like a revenge kind of trying to find her.
Dakota Fanning,
yeah, very young Dakota Fanning. Very good film, all about. I'm a big sucker for revenge and
you love that,
that kind of thing. Yeah, and it's quite violent. Denzel's cool, like he always is.
Yeah.
If you haven't seen that already, oh my God, put it on your list for the weekend. You'll be entertained.
Strange enough, I watched that again a couple of months ago and wasn't impressed with it as much as I was the first time.
Oh, here we go. It's like another Matrix.
just not as.
It's just because you know what's going to happen, Trev. You know the ending's quite sad.
There's a lot of typical Tony Scott movie. I like his stuff. A lot of quick cuts in it, though, isn't there?
Like Top Gun.
Yeah, a lot of edits, a lot of quick cuts. Yeah. Made me feel a bit uncomfortable.
Well, okay, and that's all right. You like to be contentious. You've got your contention in. So, what are you telling people to watch this week?
Right. Again, strange enough, two that I've actually enjoyed this week.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not going to have one good one and one bad like I normally do. Bit of black and white, you know, a bit of
Michael Jackson by the sound
of it. Mitchell versus the Machine. The Mitchells versus the Machines.
Okay. What's that?
Animation, as normal. Very good. Danny McBride's involved, who I just love, the Lone Wolf. Very funny man. Dysfunctional family kind of survive like a robot apocalypse. Either produced or directed, or the guy that did the Spider-Man universe, Into the Spider-Universe, which I enjoyed that as well.
Yeah.
Love the animation style. They had something to do with it. It looks great. What I like about it is it embraces some forms of social media.
Yes.
Which is really unusual. It's difficult to describe, but you have to watch it to get it. It does go a bit pony near the end. Like a lot of animations do, they run out of ideas. So it feels like you're watching like your mate play the end of level boss on a video game when he's taking on the big evil empire kind of thing.
What is this on,
Trev? It's pretty good. That's on Netflix. And I'm a bit of a sucker for anything like robots. It reminded me the robots that come down are supposed to be really great for society and help them out. A bit like iRobot, Will Smith, which is quite a good film. Similar to that, but with humour and Danny McBride, so you can't really go wrong.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that. That's one. Yeah, that's good.
One for this week. My second one, I'm being really obvious this week. It's the sort of thing Trevor came me for, but I'm just going through films that I think people will enjoy watching on the weekend.
Yeah.
So my second one is the movie, again, going back a few years, In Time with Justin Timberlake and Amanda Seyfried. It's a science fiction.
I think
it's a solid 6 out of 10 for somebody who likes sci-fi and action movies.
My ass, what? Is it?
6 out of 10? That's not exactly...
I don't think I watched all of it. Is that the one where he's got the digits on his arm?
Yeah. In a future where people stop aging after 25, after the age of 25, basically, you need to buy time. You don't have money in that time. You basically trade... for time to live, so you know,
so
you're living
you
on borrowed time.
On the way home from the pub,
how'd you do what?
How would you buy a kebab on the way home from a pub?
Buy a kebab, I suppose you give him time for it. So he goes,
How much is
a chicken kebab? And he'll say 10 minutes. So you give him 10 minutes off of your wrist, yeah. You're trying to mock
you
it.
You
just talked about
just
animated robots, and so don't start.
Did you hear what you just said?
What?
That
what
I'll give you 10 minutes off my wrist. That sounds like an invitation, doesn't it?
To be honest, I'd be quite happy to give him 10 minutes off my wrist. But it's you know, it's a fun film, not overthinking. I'm not looking for Shakespeare.
Believe it if you want. It's crap.
It's not crap. It's a 6 out of 10. But if it's a Saturday night like and you're looking him. For Saint with action, yeah, I think he's a great actor.
I think he's a good
He's good
actor.
In Alpha Dog. Yeah. He's good in. Yeah. He's good in all them roles. Mm. He's,
yeah, he's not bad at
know,
all.
And he was good in NSYNC, was it, or whatever they're called? You know, especially
not
that
Backstreet. Backstreet.
It's one of them too, isn't it? He wasn't in, I don't know whichever one it was, but yeah, he was good in all that as well.
Yeah,
so,
we'll agree to disagree. I thought it was crap.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it's brilliant. I said a 6 out of 10. It's like I'm putting that in the same.
I think it's your favourite film ever. I think you found your thing.
I found my Fight Club. That's it in time. But
anyway, enough.
Yeah, your second recommendation or non-recommendation?
I know you've seen.
You've
this
already non-recommended my offering. We're going
Shot Caller.
Ah, now we're talking.
So here we go. You're talking sixes. I'm talking eights now.
Yeah, you are.
Very good film. Prison drama kind of thing, but with a different... Reminded me of American History X.
Yes.
But with rednecks.
Yes. Yeah.
Some great handle by moustaches being worn in it.
Thank you. Yeah.
Some really... That's all right, man. Yeah, this is it.
My boy.
He's got some really great drawn on... gangland tattoos.
Yes.
There's a lot of men walking about with baggy prison trousers on.
Yes.
And their shirts. Only got the top button up, kind of Mexican.
Trev likes basically half-dressed men with their trousers around their ankles.
Yeah, that's what does it for me. 8 out of 10.
That's why I say 8 out of 10 straight away, let alone honestly, the story.
But more seriously, it's a really, really good film.
Yeah, it is a really good film. Really surprised me. Yeah.
It is, yeah. The dude out of Game of Thrones is in it. He was in a really good film. They made a book of Joe Nesbo, is it, Headhunters? That's really good if you get a chance to see that. There's a really good bit of an outside toilet in that movie, which was great. Absolutely good. But yeah, this Shot Callers, yeah, it's got that American... Really good. If you like prison dramas... Yeah. And it's quite gritty.
Some action
it's
quite
nasty.
In it, quite nasty, yeah.
There's a lot of shivs in it being used, isn't there?
Yep.
Shiving.
Yeah, that's not rude, by the way. Yeah, that's not what you think it is in the shower.
No,
yeah.
No, exactly, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, I don't think there's any of that in it.
No,
is there
any of
that in it? There's not.
I don't think there is,
not expressing it.
No.
Billy, remember that?
Yeah.
Billy.
I'm the daddy now.
Well done, Ray.
But yeah, that's the
best role
the
ever.
Stream of the week is the only role he's ever done that's any good. But yeah, that's the stream of the week. That's a recommendations or non-recommendations in my case, even though I was recommending it. But Trev
put that down
for me. But I think that moves us straight into our... new segment, Trev, which is one that I always giggle when I say, and that's our Dick of the Week.
Nice.
So, Dick of the Week. So, Trev and myself had a bit of fun with this one. We thought we'd go a bit cultural again, like when we're going to our art shows and things like that. Yeah. And we thought, Trev, let's do a bit of history. Let's teach our audience something about somebody from the past.
Because I like history. I feel like I know a bit about history.
Yeah. I mean, not being funny, we've lived long enough now where basically our whole life is history.
We've got our own history.
Yeah. But we thought we'd go Richard the Lionheart, you know, as an important dick. What a success this is. I mean, we've already recorded this. And to be honest, I was embarrassed to actually...
We weren't actually going to use it, were we?
No, but we listened back and I kind of went, do you know what? It's crap because it's obvious we don't know anything about Richard the Lionheart, but it's kind of entertaining in a kind of cheap way. So we're going to keep it in. So are you ready for this, Trev?
Yeah, go on.
We're going to, here goes, Dick of the Week. This week is Richard the Lionheart. So this week's Dick of the Week, we thought we'd go a bit historical, and it's basically put us out of our comfort zone because because it's not movies basically and we're very much in our comfort zone. Although there has been a Richard the Lionheart movie, we can't just reference that because it wouldn't be realistic really. But Richard the Lionheart, a well famous British icon, born in September 1157, and they say that despite being born in England, he may not have spoken actual English. It's a bit like me and Trevor, really, I suppose. Yeah.
What was he talking? Not Cockney.
Is Cockney not English? I don't know. Is it Cockney?
Doesn't sound it. Does it sometimes?
No. To be fair, we'll ask what's his name out of Oh my God, he was awful. Ray Winston in Black Widow.
Oh yeah, yeah. Terrible. Fucking awful.
You're just making me really laugh. Sorry.
But... To be honest, there must have been a decent Russian actor they could have got.
Yeah.
Brian Cox was better in Red.
Yeah, he was. Russian. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, right.
Yeah, sorry. Richard the Lionheart is remembered most for being a chivalrous medieval king, for battling Saladin during the Crusades. And I love all that era. I don't know enough about it, really, the Crusades.
When you say battling Saladin, is that like the salad bar at Pizza Hut?
Yeah. You know, it's like everyone tries to avoid it normally. It's the one trying to get to the pizza. Yeah. But in this instance, he fought for it.
The croutons. Yeah. He fought for it.
And in 1157 or whatever it was only £5.99 in them days. It's probably about 25 quid now.
Ah, yeah. But, so he was fighting. This dick was fighting for a right to have a salad in.
Have a salad in Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut.
Richard was, this is awful. It's a bit like, you know, what you hear about some of the other cultures. Richard was betrothed.
God,
he was betrothed to a 9-year-old Princess Alais.
Good work, Dick.
Richard was unwilling, though. Well, so he didn't get married to the 9-year-old. That's a good thing. Richard was unwilling to get married and produce an heir. When Richard succeeded his father to the throne at the age of 31 in the end, in 1189, he had an obligation to father an heir. I wish you could father some hair for me. I could put it on my head. But,
Dick the hair father.
Thanks, Dick. Yeah. Who needs a hair clinic for $5,999?
Yeah,
I can have you father one.
Out of work, unfamous.
You can tell we know nothing about this because we're just talking absolute cobblers. Yeah, it's not exactly. I was going to say bargain hunt. I wasn't thinking about what's the one when they dig things up.
Bargain
time
hunt.
Team or something.
That was time. Yeah. The only thing I can think of for Dickie Lionheart would be. Like his breastplate being like with a lion on it. You know the old fashioned kind of.
Yeah, it's that lions three lions on your chest.
Yeah.
Jules Rimet. Yeah. He hasn't got Jules Rimet, obviously.
Do you reckon? Because it's like there's some Jules. I would have thought there's probably like some Richard the Lionheart costumes going out there, but people don't realise they probably are. I know virtually nothing about Richard the Lionheart apart from Sean Connery playing him in the end of Robin Hood.
Ah, that's true. And because they say Richard might have met the legendary outlaw Robin Hood. I didn't even know he was real. I mean, Kevin Costner killed off that for me when he was an American speaking twang Robin of Sherwood coming up through drain pipes. Yeah, sorry. And I like Kevin Costner. I've got no problem with him.
Yeah,
but, you know, he's done much better in his movies, to be honest. Yeah,
I still quite like it a little bit. I'll admit.
Oh, shit. The only good thing about that is Alan Rickman's cool in it. But,
it's very true.
It's very true. So you just like, only because I know you used to play that Bryan Adams song every single day.
Everything I do.
Yeah, so you know it. You just want to karaoke it. You can't help yourself. It's sad. So that's all we know about Dick of the Week was Richard the Lionheart. I'm sorry we've mocked you, Tree.
Someone knows a lot about Dickie the Lionheart.
Don't tell us because we've got no chance of taking any information about Richard the Lionheart. So this week's Dick of the Week was a total waste of time. Sorry for if we've offended anyone, and we'll save it for next week. So sorry about that, everyone. It is what it is. We thought we'd leave it in anyway. And mainly the other reason we thought we'd leave it in is because I took time out to write some questions down that I could ask Trev afterwards, and I didn't want to have to restart it again.
I hope I don't sound as stupid when I answer these questions as I did when I did that. Because I just sounded like an absolute donkey.
The thing is, we really done it thinking that this will sound really cultural and historical and
intelligent.
It sounded intelligent.
What made me laugh is the way we're out of our comfort zone because we can't really talk about movies. And that's all I did. Ray Winston.
Oh, yes. It's true.
It's so
We were in our comfort zone. You could tell straight away we go straight into our comfort zone. And we've talked about coming out of the comfort zone. At least we tried, like we said in that episode. Yeah. We come out of our comfort zone. It wasn't a good effort, but we tried.
And then fall right back into it.
And we fell right, back into our comfort zone. But I've got a few questions here, Trev. So first one, Richard was known by the cognomen the Lionheart. He had also had other cognomen, also based upon a characteristic. What was it? Richard the Cruel, Richard Yay or Nay, Richard the Greedy, or Richard of Oxford? I know that didn't make sense, but just humour me.
Oxford.
I'm sorry to say it was Richard Yay or Nay. Richard got the nickname Yay and Nay,
Yay or Nay
due to the rapidity with which he made decisions, which is not like
us. That's good.
Yeah, great. Unlike us. Thanks. Yeah, at least we're learning about Richard now.
You could call me Trev Maybe then.
Exactly. Definitely Maybe. When Richard went on crusade, whom did he nominate as his heir in case something happened to him while away? Was it Arthur of Brittany, John, Count of Mortain, Geoffrey of Brittany? Geoffrey. Okay. Hello, Bugglebots. How you doing?
That's not a bad impression.
Thank you very much.
That's not bad at all.
I know our rainbow, but nothing else.
Could have been in the room with him.
Hello, GP. Geoffrey of York.
Sorry. You're just rolling them out.
How great am I? Out. Yeah. Arthur, when Richard went on crusade, whom did he nominate as his heir in case something happened to him while away? Arthur of Brittany, John, Count of Mortain, Geoffrey of Brittany, or Geoffrey of York? Arthur of Brittany, John. Which one, man?
It's got to be one of the Geoffreys.
It's a Geoffrey, is it?
It's a Geoffrey.
No, let me just give you this now because it's not.
Because
right.
It's not even the Geoffreys.
No, it's not. It's an Arthur of Brittany. He's the answer to that one. At least the people are learning stuff. This is the cultural part.
Well, is that the end of the questions?
No, we're still going.
I've got one for you afterwards.
Okay, just carry on. In order to raise money for his crusade, what action did Richard take? He sold crown lands. He sold charters to towns, allowing them freedom from feudal obligations. He awarded court verdicts on the basis of bribes, or was it all of these?
Did he not win on a scratch card?
No, I know that would probably be likely nowadays if he was around, to be fair.
That's like the stable diet of the English person now, isn't it? Scratch card and a Red Bull. Not a Red Bull, a chip, knock-off.
They must do. That's all they stock in most corner shops these days. Sold crown lands.
All of them.
You got it right.
Thank you very much. Look at that. Yeah.
Right, one more. I think we'll have Trev to make it a nice round.
I've got a question for you.
All right, let me do this one first. Richard had for 20 years been betrothed. You see this one we mentioned, didn't we? Been betrothed to Philip's half sister. As a result of the betrothal, what stupid words? Engagement, isn't it? She had also been raised at the court of Henry II. Who was that lady? Was it Joan? Was it Margaret? Was it Allie? Or was it Matilda?
Matilda.
I'm sure that's the same girl. Allies. The thing, we just mentioned it in the part we've done, the cultural part. But yeah, that 1 out of 4, Trev. Not bad. 25%, as soon as you were guessing. Go on.
As you're such an expert on Rainbow.
Yes.
But not the really cool heavy metal band of Ronnie James Dio.
No.
And Graham Bonnet. Rod Janen.
Freddie.
Well done.
Oh, I'm always going to get that, mate.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, sorry. That was a given. That's basically concluding this week's episode, Trev. So hope everyone enjoyed it. What are you hoping to get out of this next week, Trev?
Well, this basically to do as least as possible, really.
I hope your work are listening to this episode, seeing as it's right up to date now. Thank you, boss.
Exactly. That's all right.
And I look forward to seeing you on the next one. Well, pretty much the same, but keep that to yourself. But I'll do a good job at making myself look busy. Yeah. And basically, if you've got any comments, anything to do with the podcast, or you want to speak to us or anything, go to the website, amlopodcast.com. Please leave us a review if you don't mind. We really appreciate it. Leave us a voice message. We'd like to do some more. The audience has spoken, if we can in the future.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, we'd like to do that, yeah.
Leave us some suggestions and, leave us anything you like. We like talking to our audience. So we'll see you on the next one. Trev, thank you for your company.
Tatty bye.
Tatty bye. Thanks for your
tatty
time, mate.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please leave a rating and review and visit our website at www.amlopodcast.com to check out all the links and resources in the show notes. Start living them good times. See you next time.